So we're thinking about the exiles from Jerusalem taken to Babylon. That's what our reading from Jeremiah was all about. And I guess we're feeling a little bit like we're in exile at the moment in all sorts of ways. I was thinking yesterday, if you've been watching some of the morning talks that I've been doing early in the morning as I walk around Carricknow Golf Course, yesterday we were thinking about Athanasius, who was sent into exile five times in his life by four different Roman emperors, sometimes for 5 or 6 years at a time. So he knew, he was a real church leader who knew what it was to be sent into exile, to be living not in the place that that he had been consecrated to look after. But he became one of the great heroes of the Christian faith. And exile is something that we should not necessarily fear. It may be, there may be times where God calls us to be exiles. So we're going to think a little bit about that in a moment when we come to God's Word. But I thought it would be great to talk to someone today who is in a similar situation to us, who's a church leader. It's a kind of new church in Foy in Cornwall, called Anchor Church. So we're going to I'm going to share with you an interview with Philip de Greywater, who is the minister, the rector of that congregation. Hi, Philip. It's good to see you. Thank you for being willing to talk to us this morning. Philip is the rector of Anchor Church in Foy in Cornwall, of all places. So we're kind of the Celtic fringe at work here. So, Philip, tell us a little bit about Anchor Church. What's your history?
So we started the Anchor last October, having left the Church of England at the end of September. We did so because we wanted to remain faithful to what it means to be an Anglican, evangelical Christian, historic and orthodox and biblical, and where the denomination is departing from that, we needed to step away. So we've done so. We're 6 months old, and by God's grace, we're still here, and it's been a joy. Mm.
And just tell us a little bit about what your focus has been then in those 6 months. What's become important to you as a church?
So obviously we left a very ancient building. Foy is a lovely little seaside town with a sort of 15th century church building in the middle of it, right in the heart of it, just back from the town quay. So walking away from all of that was quite hard and a big loss. And we then started gathering in the mission to seafarers on the docks in what is little more than a sort of a port cabin. But actually what we found was great gain, because what we found was there were none of the trappings, but we did have one another. And the quality of the relationships, the sense of doing the one another's of the New Testament became really important. We got four key values: revelation, we're committed to the Bible, relationships, as I've said, relevance in terms of we think that the good news of the rescue and the rule of the Lord Jesus Christ is the most relevant thing to anybody, anywhere, and we need to proclaim him. And then what's the last one? Okay, it's gone completely from my head. There we go. There's a fourth one.
Do you want to start again?
Oh, reliance. There you go. I knew it would come. Senior moment.
We're all under pressure. And that's
we are completely reliant on the Lord, and we have proof that just now. There you go.
So, I mean, our connection is really with you through the GAFCON movement. I mean, we would probably never have met if it was not for GAFCON. So what has GAFCON and what does GAFCON mean for Anchor and for you?
I think right from the start, it meant that we're not alone, that around the world there are faithful Anglican Christians who believe what Anglicans have always believed in historic Orthodox biblical faith, and we want to stand together with them as that we're not alone. And actually the majority of Anglicans around the world believe what we believe and haven't sought to capitulate to the spirit of the age. The other thing I think is important is within that is that being part of that, just like any family, we're accountable. So that there are structures in place that hold me accountable as a rector, that are there to hold others accountable, that together we contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints, that together we're proclaiming Christ faithfully. And if we're veering off or if we're losing the plot a bit, there are others, there are folk who come along and say, no, yeah, this is the way, stand fast in it.
Really helpful, and we are with you in that as well. That's exactly what we're finding and what we need. So how might we at St. Thomas's in Edinburgh, how might we pray for Anchor?
So I think we've been praying again and again that the word of the Lord would speed ahead and be honoured here in our town and community. That's 2 Thessalonians 3. And I think that's still our prayer in the midst of the lockdown. We've managed to get 6-7 weeks in, and we're still here, and we're still meeting, and there's still God's still got his people. But despite the restrictions, I think to pray that the gospel would still be going out, that the Lord would be using the relationships we have, the links we have, contacts, the meetings, whether it's just bumping into people, that the Lord would make us bold to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ day by day with the people he brings across our path, that his word would speed ahead and beyond.
That's great. Well, it's great to be in fellowship with you, and I really want to call you a sister congregation.
yeah, well, that's what we are, isn't it?
So we will pray for you as we hope that you'll pray for us. God bless you, Philip.
God bless.
So thanks to Philip for sharing with us yesterday. We recorded that yesterday morning, so we're thankful to him for that.